one of the things that I keep trying to stress when I talk to people about the current biopaper is that, like, if you were going to go out into the world and collect recordings to get a representative sample of music, like that we've done well. Like, we have a nice sample of music. If you wanted to find out what the features are of different categories of music and make a big claim about, like, lullabies are universally blah, 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 that we haven't done a good job of, and we're not trying to in this paper. The data that we have about what makes a lullaby at this point are super, super coarse. They're questions of naive listeners who answer them really quickly, kind of off the cuff. It's not like, you know, how many beats per second is this song? It's like, is this fast? Like, how does it sound? You know? So to answer your question in more detail, basically, we have a huge amount of data about the whole songs. Keep in mind, the current biopaper is using 14-second excerpts of each song. So there's a lot of information from each song that's not there. And we've got tons and tons of data about each song. So I think we have something like 30 or 40 expert musicians from different fields, some ethnomusicology, some music theory, some performers, who rate like 40 different features of each song. We have transcriptions of each song that we can do, like, n-grams and, you know, tons of kind of more traditional data science-y things with. And yeah, it would be great to throw some, you know, just to throw a classifier onto all that and see what we get. We are doing that, but not for this paper. So I guess there's a lot of data, and I mean, in some sense, this current biopaper is a bit of a teaser. It's like, oh, look, there are big patterns here that are just dying to be, you know, analyzed, and we haven't done it yet.